1963.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Well, this is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead 13-4. Here's Waymire with the ball up near the free throw line. He's going down into the lane for the layup. No good. And, well, they would have waved it off anyway. He's called for the travel. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. We are 13 seconds into the second quarter as Mountain Home leads it by 9. Coleman across the timeline for the Warriors. Throws over on the left wing to Johnson. Johnson takes the screen. He's going into the lane. He's going to pull up for the leaning jumper, but they're going to wave it off. He didn't make it anyway. But he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Gregory Johnson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Hall. 7:35 left in the first half. Inbound pass goes to Bashirs. Now it's home up 13-4. Bashirs gets it into the front court, drills to the right wing. Now picks up his dribble, gives it to Waymire just outside the lane. He's going to try for the leading jumper, rolls around and goes in. David Waymire with 8 points. It is a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 15-4 our score, 7:12 left in the first half. Here's Johnson with it on the left wing. Goes it back up top to Coleman, who will set the offense. Over on the right side now to Smith. Smith will give it up top to Xavier Madison. Back over to Johnson. To Coleman. Now Johnson has it on the wing, on the left wing. Finds Cooper outside the paint. Looks to back up Dichi. Now he's going to give it to Madison, who goes in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Xavier Madison is going to go to the line for the and-one situation. David Waymire picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home. So Xavier Madison at the free throw line for the first time today. His free throw is good. He now has 3 points, and he's going to come out of the game to be replaced by Michael Peterson. Peterson, by the way, a 6-foot senior. So it's back to a single-digit lead for Mountain Home, 15-7. Benton into the front court, finds Bashirs cross court, now up top to Cruz. Gives it back to Bashirs on the right side. Over to Benton up top. Benton's going to drill to the left wing. Gives it to Bashirs in the left corner. Back to Benton, and he's going to be called for the travel. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home here in this contest. 6:25 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home up 15-7. Coleman will walk the ball into the front court, gives it over on the left wing to Peterson. He's going into the lane for the hook shot. No good, but he draws contact and will head back to the free throw line. Luke Cruz picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Bombers here in the first half. 6:16 left to play in the first half as Michael Peterson will head to the free throw line for the first time today. First shot for Peterson is up and in. Colton Peters taking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Cruz. And one more free throw coming up for Peterson. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 2 points on the day so far for Michael Peterson. 15-9. Mountain Home leads by 6. Bashirs gets it to Benton. They still got to get across the timeline. They finally do to Waymire just outside the lane. Gives it to a cutting DT. He's going into the lane. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Garrett DT with his first 2 points of the day, and he'll try to go make it a 3-point play. I believe they gave that to Kevon Cooper. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Hall here. DT's free throw will not go. And the rebound comes to the Warriors. Here is Coleman throwing it over to Cooper. Now ball goes just outside the paint to Johnson. looks to try to make a move on Bashir. So he does get the reverse layup in, rolls around and goes in. Man, that is a tough shot. Greg Johnson now with 4 points. 17-11, Mountain Home on top. 5:36 left in the first half. And now a turnover against Mountain Home as Hall comes up with the steal on the other end of the court. Here is Coleman throwing it cross court to Cooper. I'm sorry, that was Smith with it. Now Cooper has it on the low block. He puts up the shot up over Waymire. No good. May have been partially blocked. And Mountain Home comes up with a rebound. 5:15 left in the first half. 6-point lead for the Bombers. 17-11 is the score. Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives up top to DT. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Cooper for the Warriors. He throws it to Smith, who's quickly back the way for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Jared Smith goes to the line for the old-fashioned three, and he has a chance to make it a one-possession game. Garrett DT picks up his first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. Greg Johnson's going to check out of the game to be replaced by Xavier Madison. 4:55 left as Jared Smith will try to convert the three-point play at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Jared Smith now with 3 points, and it is a three-point Mountain Home lead. 17-14 our score. Here is Peters throwing it to Bashirs. Back to Peters. They still got to get across the timeline. They finally do. Ball goes over to Benton on the left wing. He's being double-teamed. Now throws across court to DC in the right corner. He's going to go into the lane for the jumper. No good. And looks like Hall's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. That foul is on Xavier Madison. That's his first personal foul. That's the last foul Hall had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 4:37 left in the first half. Bashir is inbounded to Benton on the right wing. Gets it down to Waymar on the low block. His shot is off the glass. A little strong, no good. And the rebound controlled by Hall. Here is Coleman throwing it to Smith. Back to Coleman. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Waymar. That would have tied this game back up if he had made it. Ben throws it to Bashir. Into the front court to Peters, who has it on the right side. Being double-teamed, trying to figure out how to get out of it. But he can't hit. The ball is stolen by Little Rock Hall. And now a block shot on the layup for Mountain Home, and they come up with the basketball. Here is Peters across the timeline, throws it to Bashir's in the right corner. Now tries to give it to Waymire, passes over his head, and goes out of bounds. Mountain Home's going to commit the unforced turnover, and now the Bombers are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:56 left in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Hall 17-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home takes their first time out with 3:56 left of the first half, leading 17-14. Here is Coleman with the ball into the front court. Get some space between him and his defender, Talon Benton. Now throws it on the left elbow to Johnson. Now he's going to head towards the paint, kicks it back out to Coleman on the wing. Back to Johnson. He puts up the jumper just outside the lane. Good. And it is a one-point game now. Mountain Home leading 17-16. Ball goes to DG, back to Bashir's, into the front court to Peters on the left wing. Back to DG now on the elbow. He has the ball knocked away from him and stolen. And back going in for the layup off the glass and in is Michael Peterson. And And now Hall has the lead back 18-17. At one point, Mount Sinai was up 15-4 in this game, but the Warriors have found their way to Pierce to come back. Bashir's into the front court, throws over to Benton on the left wing, finds Geechee in the corner. Cross court to Peters on the right corner, and he's going to be called for the travel. He did. He kind of jumped up and down. That's already the 11th turnover against Mountain Home. 2:51 left as Bashir's is going to check out. He's replaced by Baylor Cresilius. Cresilius is a 6'2 junior. Real quickly, I want to let you know that Mountain Home's girls defeated Pine Bluff over on KTLO AM earlier today, 47-32. The Lady Bombers will host Hall. I'm sorry, will host Marion in the semifinals on Tuesday. Balls with Johnson up, with Coleman up top. 2:35 left in the first half. Now ball goes over to Madison down the right corner to Smith. Now Peterson has it over to Madison in the left corner, and he's going to be called for the travel. Seventh turnover against Hall. 2:23 left in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by a point. 18-17 is our score. Cresilius throws into Pierce, back to Cresilius. Hall going with a zone press. Ball goes to Cresilius. He crosses the timeline with it. Now his pass is knocked away and stolen by Hall. Back quickly they come. Ball goes over to Johnson. To Coleman in the corner. His three pointer no good. DC gets a rebound for Mountain Home. He'll throw it to Benton, who looks to bring it into the front court, and he throws it into the front court to Pierce, who's going into the lane. And now he's going to be drawing the blocking foul, and that's going to be on the floor, but it's going to be a one-and-one for Peters. Greg Johnson picks up his second personal foul. Again, that's the seventh team foul against Little Rock Hall, so it will be a one-and-one opportunity for Colton Peters. So far, Peters 2-of-2 from the free throw line with 4 points. 1:55 left to play in this first half. Peters' first free throw is up and in. So if he gets the next one, as he does earn the bonus, if he gets the next one, Mount Home will take the lead back. One more free throw for Colton Peters. He puts up the shot and gets both. Third lead change of the day in this game. 19-18, Bombers on top. Less than 2 minutes left in the first half. Here is Coleman into the front court, drills to the right wing. Now finds Madison just outside the paint, goes back to Coleman. Has it on the right wing, takes the screen, going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Peterson on the left side. Down to Smith in the corner. Smith is going into the lane, and he's going to draw a foul from Garrett Deechee, I believe. Yep, that is Deechee's second personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put the Warriors in the bonus. Luke Jackson checking in for the first time today, replacing Baylor Cresilius. Jackson, a 5'10 junior. Inbound pass goes to Smith in the left corner. He's going down to lane. Now finds Johnson on the low block. His shot was blocked. Gets the ball back. And another block shot, but this time he'll draw contact from David Waymire and head to the free throw line. That is Waymire's second personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mount Home. So that does put Hall in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Greg Johnson at the free throw line for the first time today. He has 6 points so far this afternoon. Johnson's first free throw is up and in. So that ties it back up. Xavier Madison checks out of the game as he's replaced by Kevon Cooper. Johnson with one more free throw. Second one rolls around and goes in. So Hall has the lead back, 20-19, 1:26 left in the first half. Jackson throws it to Pierce, gets into the front court to Deechee, has it on the right wing. Up top now to Jackson. Over on the left wing to Ben, finds Deechee on the low block. His shot partially blocked, no good. The rebound is controlled by Hall. Here is Coleman back the other way, going into the lane, going up for the running jumper, good. Jonathan Coleman with his first 2 points of the day. 3-point lead for Hall, 22-19. Less than a minute left in this first half. Here is Peter throwing it to Deechee on the right corner. Up top now to Jackson. Jackson will give it to Pierce, who's going into the lane. Now finds Waymire. His shot on the low block, no good. Chases down his own rebound. Dribbles to the right corner, gives it to Dici on the wing. Finds Benton in the corner. Benton is going to find a cutting. Peters going into the lane. His shot was partially blocked, but he draws contact as well, and he'll head to the charity stripe. 34.3 seconds left in the first half. That is on Kayvon Cooper, his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Hall. So Colton Peters back at the free throw line, where so far he's 4-4. First shot is up and in. Well, Luke Cruz, Hunter Bashirs, and Luke Dibble all checking in for Mount Home, placing Garrett Dici, David Waymire, and Luke Jackson. And I think Hall had a couple of subs as well. One of those is Montavious Dismuke. Second shot for Peters is good. He's now 6 of 6 from the free throw line with 8 points. 22-21, Hall leading it. 28 seconds left in the first half. And Smith just dribbling up near the half-court stripe, and it looks like the Warriors are going to be content to hold for the last shot of the first half. 15 seconds left. Smith still dribbling up at the top. 10 seconds. Now he's going to start to make a move. Throws over to Coleman on the left wing. His three-pointer, no good. And rebound control by Cruz, 3 seconds. He's going to try one last heave from well beyond half-court. Boy, it looked good for a moment, but... It will not go, and we've reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Little Rock Hall leading Mountain Home 22-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too.